sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We talked about this story yesterday about the six ballot proposals that are actively being circulated out there in the state of Michigan. Ballot initiatives to collect signatures to see if they can collect enough to put them on the ballot for next year, 2026 election. Well, a question was asked. Four different political pundits, talk show hosts, and others about which ballot initiative is most likely to collect its signatures by the year's end. Ranked choice voting, minimum wage for wait staff, ID requirements for voting, axe my tax, tax the rich, or mop up Michigan. Kind of interesting because they are all seeking our signatures. Now, ranked choice voting for me, absolutely not. No, thank you. Not interested. Minimum wage for wait staff. We've already been down that road. That battle's already been fought. ID requirements for voting. Yeah, I'm going to sign that one. Axe my tax. Absolutely. Tax the rich. Yeah, I don't think that's going to make it. And mop up Michigan. Don't even know what that is. Well, Michigan-based TV and radio show host Steve Gruber said he sees the tough voter ID requirements getting the best reaction from Republicans and Democrats and would have the best chance of getting the needed signatures. He noted concerns about the 20,000 China-made U.S. driver's licenses that were crafted that impacted the 2020 election, as the latest story that has voters caring about secure elections. Bob Colt, CEO of Colt Communications, said there's more to getting ballot signatures than popular voter support for your issue. You need to have a strong grassroots operation to collect signatures to get something on the ballot. And I don't see any of them being particularly strong. I hear some press and I see some excitement to get behind an initiative, but you got to have an organization to do it. Also, you need money. You need to have a lot of components to make it work, and I don't see any of the ballot suggestions having any of that so far. former Republican Party Chair Susie Avery agreed with Colt. I don't see any ballot initiative successfully getting the needed signatures by the end of the year, but for different reasons. She noted there's too many ballot initiatives in the field, and it's likely to confuse potential signers. She said it's also difficult to get reliable and passionate volunteers to collect enough signatures. Petition efforts can pay for circulators, but that's expensive. In recent years, circulators have proven to be unreliable in getting valid signatures. Well, a few more opinions, a few more of these questions, getting into the governor's race, and Senate Democrats versus Whitmer. We'll continue other side. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. A fourth media person consultant that was asked the question about the six ballot proposals having the best chance of collecting signatures enough to put it on the ballot. Well, Detroit radio personality Mildred Gattis predicted that tax the rich proposal would be the first to collect the necessary signatures given its populist appeal. Collecting 5% extra tax from the state's wealthiest residents will fly with a growing number of people who feel the rich are getting richer and the rest of us are barely getting by. Americans are angry right now, according to Gaddis. They look at how the powerful, the wealthy are, and they feel it's unfair. I can see people signing those petitions, especially when the cuts start coming in from the federal government. So she thinks tax the rich proposal will collect enough signatures to make it on the ballot. The only problem, if it does get on the ballot and it passes, wealthy people will be leaving the state. Unless there is enough advertising and explaining to the people of Michigan for before next year's election in 2026 that this is going to drive wealthy people from the state and thereby reduce revenue coming in to Lansing, going to actually end up hurting the state and even the schools, which is what the money would go toward, would go down. So we'll see where this goes. We'll see whether or not any of these petitions efforts are going to collect enough signatures to even make it on the ballot. Unfortunately, I think with so many people circulating different petitions, I don't know if any of them are going to get the signatures. And I agree, it takes a lot of money unless you can hire people to collect the signatures. I don't see volunteerism getting it done, but we shall see. Here's the question they asked them next. Last week, Governor Gretchen Whitmer emphasized again that she wants a long-term road funding plan done with the budget. This comes after the Democratic Governors Association began running ads in some of the Senate Democrat members' areas urging support for a long-term road funding plan. Well, what do you think is going to be the upshot of this tension occurring in Lansing? Well, the consultant Colt said, I don't think there's any good that's going to come of this at all. The governor's right. We need a long-term road funding plan. The Senate is right. But it's difficult to do with everything else that's going on. It's a person's right to be skeptical that people from both parties will end up getting something huge across the finish line. God, I hope they can get something done. I just don't know if it's going to happen. Well, the other consultant, Avery, said she sees the Senate Democrats as to being in a very bad position. An association connected to the governor is running ads against state senators in their own party. Avery said she's never seen like anything like this happen in my long political life. The Senate Democrats are in a terrible position and their leadership better do something different if they want to change the narrative that this caucus can't do anything about the roads. There are all types of implications if they don't get something done. The Republicans will be running ads next year. That's just the way the politics goes. Well, this other radio personality from Detroit, Gaddis, said she doesn't know what the Senate Democrats' endgame is. Do you have anything to present? Anything that we can get behind? And why are you not supporting the governor's proposal? Well, Steve Gruber, the morning show talk show guy, TV reporter in the afternoon, said the Democrats know Whitmer is a lame duck. and that she doesn't have the political capital she once had. For that reason, he declined to even have a guess about what the upshot's going to be. What I know is that we should be a lot further down this road when it comes to road funding than we are. Pardon the pun, Gruber said, but adding Pennsylvania, Indiana, and other Midwest states are eating our lunch in drawing in new industry because, in part, their roads are better. Well, they're eating our lunch, Gruber said. We can't even eat our lunch going down the road because it'll bust our fillings. Bumpy roads, kind of a hard time eating your sandwich in the car, eh, Steve? Well, it's going to be very interesting because, lastly, we're going to get to this last question. And I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce last week came out and endorsed Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan for governor in 2026 as an independent candidate. Well, they asked the four pundits what their takeaway was from this endorsement. Gaddis said in Detroit, most people expected this. They already thought it was a foregone conclusion. The future of his race is how he connects with people outside of Detroit. It's not going to depend on who endorses him inside the city. Once you get outside of Metro Detroit, what are those entities saying about Mike Duggan? And today the numbers would show his support is pretty weak. However, Mike Duggan is masterful when it comes to the science of politics, more masterful than most. I'm looking to see what rabbit he's going to pull out of his hat. And we'll also see what basically a year makes heading into next year's election. Well, Steve Gruber said, some people won't like what I'm going to say here. Mike Duggan has a solid shot as to becoming the next governor as an independent. From just talking to people in Lansing and Northern Michigan, they seem to like the guy. I don't know who the Republicans are going to put up, but he's going to do very well in Detroit. He didn't allow Detroit to get burned down in 2020. The stadium district in Detroit now makes Detroit look like a great city. And when you look at where Detroit was before he took office and where it's at today, he's definitely moved the needle. Pope said he's surprised that the Detroit Chamber didn't seek more input from other candidates. Their vetting process looks, quote, weird, considering how early this endorsement has come out. They didn't interview or talk to any other candidates on Republican or Democrat side, from what I can see. This doesn't look like a clean endorsement to me. Also, I don't have much respect for the Detroit Chamber, and I believe this hurts their public perception as far as being honest broker of politics. Well, the last consultant, Avery, said the endorsement is incredibly early, and she doesn't understand why they did it. From the conversations she's had with those who went up to the Mackinac Conference in late May, it was clear that the Detroit Chamber liked Duggan a lot. But why the Detroit Chamber felt like they needed to do it now doesn't make any sense. The Democrats are upset because their field isn't even set yet. The Republicans are upset because the decision could be turning away any potential Republican voters toward Duggan. There was no win for the chamber to do it so early. However, I imagine Duggan will now start using it for fundraising. But the other candidates are not happy, which was to be expected. You know what? With all due respect, I kind of have to disagree with Steve Gruber. Because he says in his answer, talking to people here in Lansing and northern Michigan, they seem to like the guy. Honestly, I don't know anything about him other than what he's done in Detroit. Running as an independent third party, I don't think that's going to fly. Because if people vote straight party ticket, either Republican or Democrat, that doesn't get a vote for an independent candidate. That's number one. Number two, I don't know if a lot of Republicans are going to want to support a Democrat basically lying to the people running as an independent. Mike Duggan did not want to compete in the Democrat primary, which is where he should have been running. He should have been running as a Democrat. But there's a couple of reasons for it, I believe, why he chose to run as an independent. Number one, we have a cycle of history here in Michigan. Every 8 years, Republican governor, then 8 years Democrat. 8 years Republican, 8 years Democrat. Well, if he couldn't win the Democrat nomination, he'd have history running against them if he did. If he did run as a Democrat and beat Jocelyn Benson, Garland Gilchrist, and Chris Swanson, the Genesee County Sheriff, and became the Democrat candidate, then he'd have history to run against. Michigan is due for a Republican governor next year, if history repeats itself. And Duggan, running as a Democrat, would have that working against them. The other main reason, a lot of people don't like Republicans and don't like Democrats. The question is, in a general election, how many of those people actually vote that way? Republicans vote Republicans, Democrats vote Democrats, independents vote for Duggan. He's got to take from one of the two major parties votes away in order to become the next governor. If he does it, it'll be a huge story. I don't think there's enough people willing to leave their party to vote for Duggan. I could be wrong, but it's going to be very interesting. And are they going to allow Duggan to debate Republican and Democrat candidates? Will they even debate an independent? I don't know. It's going to be very interesting. What do you guys think? Does Mike Duggan have a shot as an independent? Or do you think he's going to come in third? November 2026 general election. Text me and let me know your thoughts. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.